The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Everybody. Yeah, I need to read that. Couldn't do that without this piece of paper. My name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you for the first time from Talia Hall in Chicago, Illinois. It's Wednesday, right? August 17th, 2016. Last night in LA, we finally taped the Super Duper Tournament of Championships. And it'll be available for purchase in the comedy album section of iTunes and at DougLovesMovies.com for $2 soon. Like around a week on iTunes and maybe two or three days from now on DougLovesMovies.com. But let's be here now, you guys. This is a tremendous crowd, 700 people. I get the best crowds, I get the best people. There's nobody better than the people that are here right now. I'm telling you, I could turn this cult into a political movement. But yeah, you guys, I have a feeling we have some wonderful name tags out in the audience. If you could just hold them up for a second. A lot of them light up these days. Oh, there come the house lights. This is ridiculous. You guys are being ridiculous. Holy shit. I can't even begin to, I'm gonna videotape you guys when the guests are picking their name tags tonight, because it's too much to even get into just talking to you guys. Galaxy Quest is a really good one right up front. It's got all the familiar faces on it. There's a big my face over there, so if some donuts end up in my hands, I'm going to throw them right at my own face. I'm going to pelt my own face with donuts. All right, thanks for bringing all those, you guys. Great, great work. Those other podcasts, their fans are lazy, they're slobs. They don't put it out there, they don't put any effort into anything. They're low energy. I can't ever give somebody a hard time for being low energy. But I'm like that. When I'm watching a movie, I want, if I could pick up the pace. But when I'm podcasting, let's see. What do I got for Doug plugs? I'm going to be hanging out at Bruce Campbell's Horror Film Festival all this weekend. Yeah. Out in Rosemont, O'Hare adjacent. So I think the tickets are all sold out to the show that I'm doing during that. But I'll just be hanging around. You know how it is. Just be having tacos at Adobe Gillas and following that up with immediately with some indoor skydiving. It's a great time out there. Tuesday, Doug Loves Movies is back at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles. And on Saturday, August 27th at 4:20 in the afternoon, Doug Loves Movies returns to Zany's in Nashville. Yeah, Zany's, it's a gas. Seattle, Denver, Orlando, all those places have Doug Loves Movies tapings coming up. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Adam Goodell on Twitter tweeted, Daniel Day-Lewis was so in character as Daniel Plainview in There Will Be Blood, he made the crew call him Daniel between takes. This has been Tweet Relief, I'll Drink Your Milkshake edition. Let's check out what's in the prize bag, you guys. It's a beautiful, really beautiful bag that I brought from one of the hotels that I stayed in. And, of course, a mainstay in the bags when I do shows on the road, the cookie I got when I checked into the hotel today. Yeah, I don't eat the hotel cookie. And they always act like you're crazy when you turn down a cookie. It's a hot cookie. Oh. Cold cookies are awful. Hot cookies are just right. Here's a thing they give you when you fly in first class on an airplane. It's like a box with, you know, toothpaste and a toothbrush. And I think there's a couple condoms in there, maybe. And then this thing somebody sent me, I haven't... Whoever wins this will have to just send me a message, let me know how it worked out for them. But it's called the Legendary Underground Game of Zonk. And the box is really nice. It's terrific packaging. But I tried to open it up and gave up. Oh no, I know how to do it. There it is. But it's a dice game and you open it up and it's like there's a lot of multiplication. Yeah, multiplication going on. So it's just not going to be my thing, I don't think. But it is pretty funny, though, that there's a weed pipe or tobacco, if you want to play all night long, a weed pipe and then dice. That's the ingredients of this game. Let's get high and roll some dice. Let's get zonked. So good luck to whoever wins zonk, because you're committed to trying it. And then a guy sent me a little book, and oh, he's got his business card in here. Let me get that. I should keep that part. His name is T. Sean Steele, and he's a local Chicago author. And he was like, I want to be a guest on your show when you're in Chicago, or put this in the prize bag. So You guys will find out shortly how that worked out. Many have figured it out already. I did say or, didn't I? And also a little pipe from Peacemaker, and thanks to Peacemaker for the pipes that they've given me and one of my guests tonight, because we travel around with them, and so we're always prepared for a session with one of your nice rubber pipes. And if you're leaving town quickly and you just need to ditch it, it's just a shitty little rubber pipe. Nothing to grow attached to. You get another one for whatever. I don't know what they charge for them. I think they're like $50 each. Perfectly reasonable. All that's in the prize bag, plus bags and boxes of things that my three terrific guests have brought tonight. So please give a big, warm, sort of, what part of Chicago are we in? Like west side? Cicero, Lipschitz, Pop. Please welcome Aaron Kleiber, Dave Waite, and Jeff Tate.
Oh, yeah. Bingo.
Wow.
It looks like I just said to three guys working the door at the club. You want to be the guest tonight?
People were handing me IDs.
Yeah, right?
In the back.
You guys all look so official.
Jeff knows all about XLR cables. There they are.
All right. I'm glad we've got a quick winner in the Pete Holmes game. And yeah, congratulations. Let's hear it for him. Aaron Kleiber is here, everybody.
Hey, friends.
A to the K, what do you say? What's going on?
Just hanging
today.
Out, chilling.
You're in the Midwest for a reason?
No, not really. I was at...
it's just the season.
Yeah, I was at Zany's last night, and then, I'm at home. I'm doing a bunch of shows in Pittsburgh this weekend.
All right.
At the Arcade Comedy Theater.
All right, Pittsburgh, he's coming this weekend. Look out for him, Pittsburgh.
It's a good thing you plugged what you did yesterday.
Well, no, he said, what are you doing here?
Come see me at Zany's last night.
This is the last thing I'm doing in Chicago, so so I'm getting in my car and hitting the road.
All right, yeah. That's cool.
Do you have a question, Jeff?
We'll run down all the specific places and dates at the end of
the
show.
Yeah, but I had nothing else.
Yeah, I feel like... It's awkward that you have to hold that box that way, so I'm just going to jump right to it. What did you bring for the prize bag, Aaron?
Oh, okay. Well, my son and I, we get Loot Crate. We love it. Good times. And there's some things that, a five-year-old doesn't understand in this Loot Crate. Like a necklace of ears. That's something that my five-year-old son doesn't need to know yet.
It's Walking Dead soap on a rope.
Yeah. But it's like I just found a bunch of stuff from Loot Crate from over the last 12 months that I didn't even open yet, and I was like, let's give it to people. There's a World of Warcraft shirt. There's a Street Fighter comic. Oh, yeah. There's my DVD.
Oh, yeah. That's what I've always wanted to do is read Street Fighter.
It comes with its own controller, Jeff.
Oh, man. Do you have the novelization of Rampage?
That's a graphic novel now. It's a Frank Miller novel.
Warning, strangulation hazard. They just look like innocent ears on a rope. You just wouldn't think that they could be a
if you just need something to wear,
of death.
While you're boogie boarding, whatever.
As innocent as a necklace of ears can look.
And I think it's soap.
And also, this isn't cool. It says avoid contact with eyes. I've seen them. I've made... I've already made contact with them with my eyes,
this
and
whole thing
I,
is a movie trap.
I'm not happy about it. Well, thanks for bringing that, you know, and Loot Crate, of course, is a sponsor of this episode tonight, so that ties in beautifully. Thank you so much. No, that's part of the fun of Loot Crate, is that the stuff that they give you inside there is so great and springs out of there when you open it.
Oh, yeah, you'll never
put it. You can't get it all back in the box again.
Never.
Yeah, you're not sending this shit back.
No way.
You can't get it all back in the box.
You have to keep, if you want to send it back, you have to keep one thing.
Yeah.
You're like, damn it, now I'll never get it.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, Dave Wade is here, everybody.
Hello, how you doing? All right, yeah.
Los Angeles dweller, you've done the program out there in LA at the UCB, and now you're here, you're just hanging out in the Midwest right now.
Yeah, I'm here for the humidity.
Hey. Right? It's great, you know, when you work a town where you can open with the weather jokes. You know, that's how I tour. I just go to places where the weather's going to be weird, and you got a nice 5 minutes right up top.
Hey, Chicago, what the fuck is with the outside?
That's a solid opener. I don't know.
Atlanta, it works for Atlanta.
Yeah, that's a good point. They got hot dogs here. I'm real stoked about that. My fault.
What do you mean they got hot dogs here?
There's a big sign that says hot dogs over there.
Oh, in this venue they sell hot dogs.
Yeah, there are hot dogs across the room.
It looks like, you know, no offense to anybody, but it doesn't look like business is booming over there at the cold beer and hot dog stand.
But
maybe everybody bought everything already. Because my crowds tend to, like, you know, clubs are like, hey, we sold a lot of extra garbage food items. You stoner. Well, thank you for being here, Dave. What do you have for the prize bag?
I got a drink topper.
That looks like the last butt plug you get.
Free giveaway butt plug.
But it's actually, you put it rims the bottle. It's for rim jobs.
Like, it's not medically possible to get a bigger butt plug than that.
God knows I've tried.
I think it's just polite to use that instead of, you know, something that people are going to actually have to touch, you know, like a real bed knob. Is that what it is?
What's that?
Is it like, that's like a bed knob size thing?
You put it on the drink and I don't know how the fuck it works. Good luck, everybody.
Right.
It's a lid for anything that you might need a lid for. Enjoy.
And then I got the Jane Austen Book Club on DVD. It says I can't even read, goddamn. Sense and Sexuality, if you're into that, and books and clubs. This is your movie. I've never actually seen it.
Jimmy Smith's best work.
Well, you know, the first rule of Jane Austen Book Club is don't watch Jane Austen Book Club. Go ahead and pass those things down. Thank you very much. And Jeff Tate is here, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, Chicago, what's going on with the outside, right? It sucks.
That's what you said the first time, what's going on with the outside?
Yeah, man, I'm not...
I didn't understand the word outside, and I thought you said some sort of local reference, but then it didn't get that big of a laugh, so I was like, well, that must have not have been a good local reference.
No, it's...
What's going on with that old style? See,
that's a better local reference.
Yeah.
I did a call forward. I set it up so that when you did introduce me, I could do it again and get a laugh the second time. It's the degree of difficulty is astounding. It's also, you know, no one cares, but.
No, I think astounding covered it. So. Astounding is used quite often with a little sarcasm sprinkled on it. What do you got for the bag, my man?
I have a hat that says, "Make Jeff Tate Again."
It's the best.
Jeff brings the best hats.
Oh, I have
the
t-shirt.
The hats that everyone wants.
I got a t-shirt that's a triple extra large.
Well, there's a big,
you just can't keep it away on the spot? Here.
That's all. Hey,
where's triple extra large? Where are you at?
There you go. You get that shirt. You win. It's the first time. Yeah, that paid off. And I brought a couple of movies that are filmed in Chicago. The Package.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, I give it a solid, it's for sure a movie. I watched the whole thing.
Is that old, like young?
No, it's exactly how you picture him now, Gene Hackman and Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh yeah, young.
It was
Tommy
made
Lee
in 1989,
Jones.
But I defy you to tell a difference in their faces between then and now. And then the two best movies ever to be filmed in Chicago, Wayne's World and Wayne's World 2.
I don't know why you would say that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's...
There's been some pretty awesome movies here.
Yeah, that don't make sense. Yeah.
Two wouldn't even be in the top 10. You're giving this bag up?
I'm going to try to make a deal with whoever wins that I can keep that bag.
Well, you can still keep it. How much shit is in there?
A hat and those two DVDs.
Yeah, you can keep your bag. We discussed this backstage. We were discussing whether he'd keep his bag or not, and I thought we agreed he could have his
really
fancy bag.
Well, I forgot
really
to write it on my
bag.
Notes for what to
here,
do.
Here, pal. Here, come on. Here. Come on.
Thank you. It's a good bag, guys. You should get that time machine you get to Aaron's show last night. You should use it to go to last year's Sun Valley Film Festival and get one of these bags. It's a solid bag.
What's going on? What are you talking about?
I'm just excited about this prize bag. You guys did a great job. It's a lot of great prizes.
It's a lot of stuff.
So it's a bag in a box. Somebody's got to walk around the rest of the night with a bag in a box. So, you know, you have time now to withdraw your entry. Just don't hold up your name tag if you don't want to have to carry this stuff around. I have no idea where we are. I mean, I know we're in Chicago, but everybody's like, no, that's not Chicago. I'm like, well, it's more Chicago than the improv, Chicago improv's in Schaumburg. Yeah, that's not in Chicago. All right, I'm getting this. Thanks for your help. Let's talk movies before we get into the movies part.
Still got it, Doug.
Aaron, what was last? Is everybody comfortable with how I'm sitting right now? I feel weird.
You look like...
He seems like he wants to get out of here. Like he just might jump up and run.
Doug as reluctant witness at the stand.
I got to check on the Olympics. See how we're doing on all those tape-delayed events. I want to make sure...
You look like you're posing for a track and field trophy.
That is not how that person would look.
Well, it's not a first place trophy. Yeah.
This is for people who come in fat. Fat place. Aaron Kleiber, what was the last motion picture that you witnessed with your eyeballs?
I was in Houston last week, and I wanted to go see a movie, but I saw a bunch of new movies, looked at the listing. Yeah, Jeff, I'm talking about shows that happened in the past again.
That's fine.
But I was excited to see that they had a whole day of Animal House in the theater. I was really excited. So I went and saw Animal House in the theater.
In like an afternoon?
Yeah, it was awesome.
With what other creeps were there?
There was actually a lot. There was like old couples there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was neat.
Like, I get that.
Yeah, that was fun. And young,
some
young
dudes. Like their first date movie. Probably
yeah.
I want to see it again.
Yeah.
I fingered you during the food.
Yeah, exactly. Remember those days?
That is a solid fingering movie.
Yeah.
I'm deeply ashamed I said that.
Any...
Not me.
Was there laughter in the room? Was there uproarious laughter? Or were people more like, we really know this, so we don't necessarily laugh out loud?
There was
it.
Really good laughter at, like, those favorite parts of the movie. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the zit, you know, when John Belushi does the zit thing. And,
yeah,
like,
sure.
All those classic things. People were like, oh, it was remembered, like, how funny it was.
Remember
it was fun.
That? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was fun, man.
I just really have seen, that's one of the, you know, I love that movie. I've seen it a lot, and, so it'd be interesting to see it that way.
Yeah, I like seeing those old movies in the big theater because you get to pay 100% attention. You start to see little things you haven't seen, you know, before. I like
don't
that.
They, isn't there every once in a while, though, something great happens and nobody laughs because it's not funny to
them? Yeah, or there's like a line and you like look around the theater like, what the fuck's wrong with you people? That was hysterical.
Yeah, it's weird sometimes.
You know what I'm talking about, yeah. I guess.
No? It's weird how different people who watch movies have different opinions.
It's dumb. They're dumb. Yeah. Oh.
Dave, what was the last... Dave, wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Last movie you saw.
I saw that Angela...
Are you guys a race car team when you talk about we're going to do the wait and tape?
Yeah, we love that.
Hang on, it's time for wait and tape.
Hot dog.
Oh my God.
Oh
we're a
God.
Farm
can we
report.
Get him a hot dog? He's obsessed. At least talk about Hot Dog the Movie or Hot Dog the Movie Part 2 or Ski School. What was the last movie you saw, Dave?
You would think it was Sausage Party, but no.
Was it?
It was Anthropoid. Oh. Did I get that right?
Oh, I don't know. I think that's right.
Yeah, it's got that Chilean? What? Murphy. Pinky Blinders guy.
Yeah.
And then it's about Nazis Killian. And shit. They're like bad news.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget and you see a movie, you're like, man, them Nazis were real dickheads.
Like, they're almost like, hey, they were just a people. They were doing their thing, and then you're reminded.
No. They were fucking savages.
Yeah, that's it.
Is it? No, what happens? Very violent.
What happens in a lot of those Nazi movies is they show like the Nazis fighting other army people. So it's just army people fighting, and then this movie just showed them like walking around a town, fucking people up for walking in their town.
You've like, seen like, this movie too?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna talk to you about it in a minute. Don't take over Dave's time.
But it was like a...
We're like high bookends.
Oh, Doug, I wasn't going to tell him. I was trying to play it cool.
Like in high school, where you're like, man, don't act like you're high, man. And then you're totally high. I get it.
Yeah, usually people that aren't high don't stand around laughing just because someone else is laughing. It usually doesn't catch fire like that. Everyone's just like, what's the weirdo laughing about over there? I all the time when I hear people laughing in public, I turn quickly to see what they're laughing about and I just mutter under my breath, that's not funny at all.
Oh, you should have heard Ted at the office today.
Fuck Ted.
Fuck Ted for certain.
Fuck Ted, fuck your office. That shit ain't funny.
Not the movie Ted, he's all right.
And the show The Office is
tight. I like
tight.
The movie Ted. Oh, that Office Christmas Party looks amazing. That looks like a very, very funny
is
movie.
Is that a movie?
It's a movie with Jason Bateman and TJ Miller and Jennifer Aniston. And it's about just a completely fucked up office party.
I'm in.
Yeah. I'm in too. Like, the trailer shows too much. So don't watch the trailer. Just go see it this Christmas. Do what I say, everyone. So do you like Anthropoid?
Yeah, it was tight. It's like it's about the Czech Republic's Alamo or something like that. Is that
all right.
The Czech Republic's Alamo.
They had their own Alamo.
All right, Jeff, what was the last movie you saw? Was it the same one?
No, I'm not going to mention it.
Was it the same one?
Yeah, it was the same one.
Okay, then you have to talk about it.
Oh man.
Well, you already used up Nazis or dicks, so.
Did you like it more or less than Dave?
I think I liked it the same as Dave. I think we both liked it a lot. It was about the assassination of Reinhard Heydrich, the third in command of the Nazi party. It went Hitler, Himmler, and Heydrich. They like their H names. And he was the architect of the Final Solution. He was like a real dick. And these cool ass Czech dudes killed him. And that's what the movie's about. And a lot of stuff happens. It's in history, so I didn't ruin anything for it.
Might it be a piece of history that'd be fun to discover what happened but in the movie rather than before watching it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All agree on that. Who's going to see it anyway, right? I might see it.
I want to see it.
I like that guy. I like that actor. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
It was like spy movie, exciting shit. I want to talk about Jason Bourne.
All right, we will yield the floor to Jeff Tate, who's going to speak on Jason Bourne. You have 5 minutes.
Here's what I'm going to say. It is the fourth best Jason Bourne movie.
I 100% agree with Jeff.
The only one that's worse than it is the fourth one, which I call Flowers for Alja Bourne.
Yeah, joke's
man.
Tight.
I thought that up like 2 months before the movie came out, and I have been waiting to say it.
All right, you have 2.5 more minutes.
I will cede the rest of my time to the gentleman from California. Not you, Doug.
I will not see that motion picture.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to put it as a movie. Like, it's not a movie I'll recommend. It's a movie I like. And there's a difference between the two. I've never told anybody to watch The Lone Ranger. I just said I liked it. I will tell people not to watch it. It's probably as dumb as you think it is. I just like Jason Bourne. I'm not going to recommend it. It was fun. I was high. He fist fought a lot of people.
I think Matt Damon's a really good actor, and I never sit around thinking, God, I wish he would not. I'd like to see him not talking at all. I'd like to see him have maybe 2 or 3 words in a scene at most. I never really felt that way about him, you know, like... Schwarzenegger should be the guy that doesn't say much.
Yeah, okay, that's good. I see your point, and you're honestly starting to turn me around on this Jason Bourne franchise. Let him smile too. He's got such a nice smile.
Why isn't he happy ever? I just want to see Jason Bourne be happy.
Do you know how happy I would be if I woke up and was like, I don't know who I am. Who am I? I was born a week ago. I would be fucking... I would look at my phone and be like, I know Doug Benson? But that would be like the thing. And I'd be like, who are the rest of these people?
That would be the one thing you would remember from your previous life?
No, I would probably immediately be a fan of At Midnight. And then I would see Doug. He would be my favorite. I am a total kiss ass. Yeah, and then I'd be like, oh, that fucking... I was probably terrible. Let's move on from it.
I was kidding when I said you could do another 2.5 minutes. Just joking around. But yeah, I just can't... Jason Bourne. I mean, I can't... I give up on everything a couple days after it's been out. Like, if, you know, or things I'm dying to see, I'm just never in the right town at the right time. Like, I still haven't seen Swiss Army Man. And people love it, so I gotta see it, yeah. So I'll get to it, hopefully. I'm finally digging into Stranger Things.
Yes! I love that show with all my heart.
Yeah, it's...
I've been playing the score on iTunes that I just bought over and over and over.
All right.
I just...
Do you also do you put a lot of Christmas tree lights up in your house and buy a lot of phones? What did he say?
I don't know. I hope it's my dad because I don't know him.
You love who?
Farmer.
They love.
Oh, Barb. They're Doug's, saying they Doug's, love Barb from the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, they're saying Barb. It's the character.
Doug's not, Doug, yeah. Doug
I haven't
just,
seen it. Don't spoil it.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't
shush your
it
mouth,
for
okay,
me, guys.
Jeez.
They're saying
behind.
We love Barb Wire. They like that Pamela Anderson.
Who doesn't?
Vehicle.
The guy that doesn't even want to know the characters.
Yeah.
There's a person named Barb. I can't watch it. Fuck that. I'm out.
I'm going to remember so little of this. It's all right. But Bert Kreischer could turn the show off now because it's the part of, it's, we've reached the part where I'm going to say, let the games begin. Gentlemen, there are some amazing name tags out there.
It's hard to
if we could
see.
Get the house lights up one more time, I am going to definitely capture this. This is craziness. Did I say we went, did I go to commercial break? If I didn't, we'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you in part by our good friends at Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pulp culture gear. Did I say pulp culture? It's not for dogs. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate. And they guarantee $40 plus in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there's a different theme, and all themes are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included items from Say It With Me franchises like Star Wars, Marvel, The Walking Dead, The Legend of Zelda, and many more. From bad guys doing good things for the wrong reason to good guys with questionable tactics, August is the perfect time to explore the anti-hero. Walk the hero slash villain line with this 100% exclusive collection of items from DC Comics, Archer, Dark Horse, and Kill Bill that includes 2 great collectibles, a wearable, and of course our monthly tee. And don't forget the pin! Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that is it. It's over. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug now and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by Spotify's new Discover Weekly feature. Discover Weekly allows you to lose yourself every week in the thrill of new music discovery. Your Discovery Weekly playlist is 30 songs you didn't know you loved yet. You get a brand new, unique playlist every Monday, like a weekly birthday present just for you. The playlist is personalized based on your music taste. The people who know about and use Discover Weekly love it. Don't forget to save your favorite tracks on Sundays before your playlist refreshes. That's very important. Go to Spotify.com/Discover Weekly now to get your playlist.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back.
Funny and horror.
Who are you playing for, Aaron?
I think Kim, because I have a poster. It's Kim or Clowns from Outer Space. Yeah. And look, the clown hand is zapping your head into space, Douglas.
Yeah. I'm getting clown zapped.
I'll go with funny and horror every time. This is great.
All right.
Look at that. Look at that sweet guy.
And that's her. It's Kim did that?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Kim. All right. Good job. Dave, what do you got there? Looks like my big face.
It says Daved and Confused, and I'm Dave, and I assume you're Dave?
Sorry.
All right, that's tight.
He made a big picture of my face and wrote Daved and Confused over it.
It is confusing.
But that's also like one of the covers of Dazed and Confused, the movie.
Sure.
Yep.
There you go. He recognized this style.
Wait, did I just say something that everyone knew already?
No, he said thank you because that wasn't sarcastic. Yeah. He was glad you pointed that out. That it was part of the failed marketing of that movie. That movie did not do well, but it is a classic.
It's got a lot of work.
Jeff.
I'm playing for Alex. He made a Galaxy Quest poster.
Galaxy Quest. Yeah, I saw that one from up here.
This is pretty good. I would watch this movie. Right? I'm the Alan Rickman guy. That's fine. I'll
be that
guy.
Yeah, he needs to be replaced at this point if they do a sequel. What? You'd be upset if Jeff Tate took over the role?
Yeah, what's wrong, guys?
He'd be a great choice.
Yeah, by Graptar's hammer. You shall be avenged. What more do you want? Do I got to put a fish hat on? Sorry.
This first game is called Doug Loves Musicals.
Oh, sheesh.
Now, you know, movie musicals.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, so you guys might know the answer, but judging from the sound of the audience, I must warn everybody that you are going to know the answer. These gentlemen may not. Let's all enjoy the suspense together and not act like that Kristen Wiig character on SNL who can't keep a secret.
Makes it more fun. All right.
I love that character. I'm going to start naming songs from a movie musical. Just guess as often as you want. I'm so professional with the mic stand. Guess as often as you like and until somebody gets the right answer. As I say, these songs from a movie musical. All right. You guys all understand?
Yeah.
We're just yelling out answers.
Yeah, until somebody gets it. I want you to get it real good.
I think I know it.
Get it, boys. Here we go. What movie musical has these songs in it? Funny Honey.
Chicago.
That's correct.
Even get it out of my mouth. That was unbelievable, Jeff.
All right, Jeff. Whew. For a bonus point, there's no such thing really, but for fun, name another song that's in the film Chicago.
There's that song that's called Hang On, and then parenthetically, I think it was the other lady that killed that dude. Because I only saw the trailer.
Spoiler.
Is that the...
Yeah, I think you're thinking of We Both Reached for the Gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the name of that
that's
song.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one you're thinking of. Dave, do you know any songs from Chicago?
Shit.
That is incorrect.
Just describe what happens and I'll tell you the song.
Isn't there like a nightclub in the prison or something?
Yeah, that's, I know what, I know exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about Cell Block Tango. Yeah. Aaron, do you remember anything from that movie?
Yeah, All Chicago. That Jazz, right?
Yeah, that's, there's a song in there.
And All That Jazz.
Roxy and Razzle Dazzle.
That was my nickname in high school.
Razzle Dazzle, Then you do this with your knees.
That's your room.
Doug's getting it.
Dave's roommate is actually named Razzle.
They don't believe it.
No, they don't believe it.
You live with someone named Razzle?
Is Sweet Home Chicago in that musical?
Huh?
Is the song Sweet Home Chicago in the movie Chicago?
No, that's the Blues Brothers.
They didn't even have a song called Chicago in Chicago. Like, just saying Chicago at the top is enough. Everybody gets it. Every other musical that takes place in a city, they gotta sing it all the name of it all the time. New York, New York. Shut up already.
Right.
Milwaukee.
Be cool like Chicago.
Milwaukee. Remember
right.
that one?
You're not helping me with my premise at
remember?
All.
Remember? No, you remember Milwaukee.
No, I don't all right, remember well. That. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, great job, Jeff. You get to go first in this next game, Jeff, and it's a little game I like to call How High Can You Get?
I usually play that on another one of your shows. Fickle crowd.
Here's the premise of this here game, fellas. We're gonna get a genre from a person I've chosen in advance in the audience, and then we're gonna take turns, starting with Jeff and moving down the line this way to me. And what do? We all, and then we move one over. I'm asking the audience, how does this work? And then we move over once. We move it over one each round. You'll see how it works. But the idea is, it's going to make a lot of sense once it's happening. The first round, we all got to say a movie that it just has one word in the title that fits in that genre or style or director or whatever they suggest. Then the next round, you got to do two words, three words, and just see who can get the highest. Yeah, it's a tough one. Yeah. You guys are, you know, you guys are all stars, so I know you'll be able to step up and handle this. Where is Ponytail Up?
The Lincoln.
She's in one of those private booths. You guys getting it on in that booth? A lot of sexual activities in that booth?
What? I just thought of the old guys from the Muppets and Abraham Lincoln, and you're like, who's banging in that booth?
Yeah. Never mind.
Ponytail Up suggested to me on Twitter that she would have a good, she, right? Yes?
Yeah.
Would have a good suggestion for this game, so let's have it.
Animated movies.
All right. Okay. I'm going to insist, and it'll probably come back to bite me in the ass, but nothing that's partially animated. If it has any live action in it, it does not count. It has to be fully animated.
Okay.
You got to keep them separated. Offspring. All right.
Still got it, Doug. Doug loves music.
Julian loves music. Have you guys heard that? It's a spin-off podcast. It's real. All right, Jeff, an animated movie with one word in its title.
Up.
Toy Story.
Dave says Toy Story.
I thought this game was for
Steve. Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Have you guys seen Toy Story?
Toy Story.
You have to.
Do you
name
mean
a movie
Toy Story? No, that's
in.
Two words.
Oh, I thought. Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, that's my fault. We all have to say a one-word title first. So you could save that one for the next round. You'll go first on the next round, so you're safe with that.
All right, but hey, come on. Come on, bud. It's all right. Come on.
Cars. I just want to get everything right, man. I thought we were just building.
No, I get it. I know what you were thinking.
Yeah. I thought we were trying to get high.
All right, Aaron.
Ants.
Oh, sure.
With a Z.
I love when people answer like that might be wrong. Like,
ants? Is it? Ants? Is ants one word?
Was it the ants? You know what I mean? You
right.
Know.
There could be a the never know. Or something. You're right. I'm going to use this as an opportunity, and I'm going to try to on every round to promote what I think is one of the best animated feature films of all time, and that's the one called Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Jeff. Oh, wait, sorry. Dave. Dave gets to go first this round. A two-word animated film.
Toy Story.
There you go. Aaron?
I think one of the best animated films, Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I got little girls. I've seen it a couple times.
I gotta go when I'm thinking of maybe best of all time two-word animated film, Cars 2. Jeff.
Finding Nemo. Oh, I struck a chord with that title, Doug.
Okay, we need a three-word animated movie from Mr. Kleiber.
The Jungle Book.
Mm-hmm. The Little Mermaid.
Jeff.
Oh, shit. Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 3?
Yes. You did it. So it's four words on me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I took a long pause there. Because I was not thinking ahead on this. And I'm afraid four is going to break me. Oh, shit. The Secret of Nim. Thank God they shortened him to just one word. Instead of spelling out what Nim stood for.
The Great Mouse Detective.
Yes.
Sheesh.
Looney Tunes the movie?
No, sorry.
It's not?
I mean, there's things that are kind of named that, but there's
I
no.
Thought, wasn't it?
There's was no something, like animated movie. With
I thought
that
there was like what exact, was the feature link Looney Tunes movie called?
Well, that one had live actors in it that had like Steve Martin and shit.
Oh yeah. Shit! Is that how we're playing this?
Yeah, I thought I explained that at the beginning. Yeah.
So I could have said, well, there's another, all right, well.
That's okay. There's more gameplay to come. You're not. You're not out.
I didn't know if people were in
You're not out for forever.
Damn it.
You got a four, Aaron has to come up with a four.
Fox and the Hound.
I think it's the Fox and the Hound.
Is it?
Yeah. Why would you be like, hey, what's up, Fox? You'd be like, no, you're the Fox.
Really?
Yeah, it does. My reasoning didn't hold up, but I'm just... Let's just stick with the facts, and it's called The Fox and the Hound.
All right.
So you give up then?
Oh, An American Tale 2.
That has a subtitle.
Yeah,
dude.
I bet you there's more
that
words,
subtitle.
Words
subtitle.
At the end of that one. Yeah, that'll probably be good for later.
Five
that one.
Goes. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that might. That's like a fucking eight worder or something.
Should have kept that in the pocket.
Thanks for the advance.
Sheesh.
Nice try, dog.
All right, you're out. Jeff, we're up to five now.
Oh, God damn it! Really?
Yeah.
Five?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's just you and me, buddy.
Damn. I had five and six, too.
Yeah, that's what happens. You get ahead. You gotta,
what are they?
You got to have it.
You son of a bitch, Jeff.
Send them to him telepathically. I got a five.
I got a five.
What's your five?
I just had to count it up. Jack and the Beanstalk?
That's four, I think.
Jack and the Giant Slayer.
No, that's not even right.
The Big Fucking Giant. Two.
God damn it.
Animated, huh?
All right, you're out.
Oh, those were all my joke answers.
You're out. And this is how I win the whole thing right here. The Fox and the Hound.
You son of a bitch. I had a good fiver.
Oh, man.
What's your fiver?
Yeah, I used it on this show before. I answered it. All Dogs Go to Heaven. Yeah. It's my sister's favorite movie.
Okay.
Jesus. Really?
I didn't know this show was called The Dark Secrets Hour. I just thought...
But she was a child.
Cats Go to Hell.
That's the implication. That is the implication.
Straight to hell.
Pretty much.
Yeah, fuck cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oliver and Company had a similar theme, too. Dogs only.
What was your sixer?
Oh, An American Tale 2. That was my sevener, but...
Yeah, who knows how many words are in
that one. I forget what my sixer was now.
Oh, we forgot. We could have done The Tale of Despero.
Holy cow.
That was a good one. Not a good movie, but The Rescuers Down Under.
That was my four.
Yeah.
I had that chambered up for four because I forgot that I had done a four already. And I thought it was coming back to me, and that's why I couldn't pull a five real quick. Because I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, maybe we should just, this is so confusing, maybe we should just play something easy like a round of Zonk. Let's load up this pipe and start rolling some dice.
That's a good game. I like this game. That's a good one.
Well, I just want to do a quick game because I think this is going to end pretty quickly. I want to do a Last Man Stanton where I've chosen what the answer is going to be. So Jeff won that last game, so Jeff gets to go first again. And we'll switch the order around. We'll go to Aaron and then to Dave. And you just guys have to take turns naming movies in honor of, like for months, weeks, however long this show's been on sale, I've been calling this the Thalia Hall. And then people told me on Twitter, you don't pronounce the H. And then I got here and confirmed it the second people started saying it near me. That it's Thalia Hall. Yeah. So in honor of that.
Oh.
I want you guys to name the films of Talia Shire.
Holy shit.
Yes, Talia Shire. I'd tell you some things she's in, but then that would be giving you answers. We start with Jeff. Anything that had Talia Shire in it.
Rocky.
There you go. Yes, she was in Rocky. Aaron.
Rocky 2.
Okay. I like where this is headed. Dave.
Rocky 3.
Oh, yes. Do things get tricky now? We'll see. Jeff.
The Godfather.
Okay. Back to you, Aaron.
Oh, man, that was mine.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
He took Godfather.
The
what Godfather are you going to do now?
Godfather was your secret one.
No, I mean, you know, I figured, you know, see what happens.
I'm going to hip pocket the Godfather.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Okay, there's the Godfather, Rocky, Rocky 2, Rocky 3.
I mean, I'm going to say...
Those are the ones that are taken.
I'm going to say Rocky 4.
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, you know, Rocky IV is bad luck for me on this show, and who knows? I don't know when she died. I have no idea.
All right, Dave, with that piece of information, what do you got?
Rocky V?
Rocky V is correct.
That was the real bad one, right?
Yeah, that's where he teaches his kid to fight or something.
Well, he fought in front of a bus or something.
No lifelines on this, by the way. Jeff, what do you got?
The Godfather Part 2.
Yeah, that was. They thought that was out there pretty obviously. Just waiting for somebody to take that one. All right. Aaron, we've got Godfather, Godfather Part 2.
Godfather Part 3.
All the Rock. Yes, Godfather Part 3.
Oh, man.
Dave.
That's pretty much what this game is.
Yeah, Dave, that's a tough break you got there.
This is kind of like an Akabaka Soda Kroka game.
It's totally like that if I had any idea what you were talking about.
No, you know what I'm talking about when you play freeze?
No, I was just having fun. You don't have to describe it further. I know it's a Akabaka Baka Baka Baka. I got it the first time.
You know what I'm talking about?
All right, Dave, anything?
I would say Rocky Balboa, but I don't think that's right. I think
no, she is fucking dead as shit in Rocky Balboa.
Oh my goodness!
I was hoping there was a flashback scene or something. I couldn't remember.
No, he sprinkled her ashes on the mantle in the Turtles aquarium.
I don't think a picture in a mantle is a credit, though.
They got to do the likeness. It would be in the.
Jeff, anything?
Talia Shire was in.
There's no way.
Is it Staying Alive?
Can I put down like a side bet?
Sure.
Is Staying Alive your guess?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Oh, nuts.
So I'd like to put down a side bet of. I'm kidding because we already just did it. Aaron, got one more to add?
You're
the last person to name one, so you're the winner regardless.
Man, I'm trying to...
Was that Woo from the person that he's playing for? Just a one person.
Oh, one so it person doesn't matter what I say?
For you.
It doesn't matter?
No, yeah, it's fine. You could say anything.
I'm trying to think. Was she in, like Awakenings or...
No. So that's your guess. That's it. We're done. It is tough after you get rid of all the Godfathers and the Rockies. Old Boyfriends, Prophecy, New York Stories, I Heart Huckabees, Palo Alto, that was kind of a recent one.
I Heart Huckabees.
And more. But there you go, Talia Hall. Talia Shire.
Nice.
And guess what, Aaron? I'm glad I didn't put any extra pressure on you. in that last game, but winning that last game got you 1 point in the next game. Yes, because it's time to play Jason and Deb's IMDb game. Whichever one of you guys has the most points after five rounds will be our winner tonight. I got a tiebreaker ready just in case, though. Then if there's still a tie after that, you'll probably have to wrestle each other.
Oh!
All right.
Just say wrestling in your voice, Dave.
Wrestling.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Have you guys you've played this game before? Do you know how this works?
I have not, but I know
how it works. You buzz in with your own name.
Yeah.
I'm going to start naming off from someone's top four on their IMDb page, their credits, and you just buzz in whenever you want. But if you say your name and then have an incorrect answer, that's negative 1 point. So you don't want to get in too early on this. But the earlier you get in, the better, because you get bonus points for each additional movies or projects in the top four of that.
Because it could be a TV show, right?
You could name. TV shows do happen.
Right.
They can get mixed in there. So everybody be aware of that. Here we go. Whose top four starts with Pee-wee's Big Adventure? The second title, Blow.
Dave.
Dave has buzzed in. Who is it, Dave?
Paul Rubens.
That is correct.
Back in it.
I was like, was he in that? Was he in that? Yes, he was.
Two more things, Dave. You get 1 point for that, but you can get two more points if you can name two more Paul Rubens top four projects.
Pee-wee's Big Top?
What?
All right, shush, settle.
My fault, dog.
Cool.
Shit, it was the circus one, no man. I don't know.
No reason to get mad. Nobody needs to be mad at anybody.
Big Top, you get the fuck off that stage! I took a fucking swing.
All
man.
Right. What? Security watch that guy. One more guess. Just anything else you might have seen Paul Rubens in?
Cheech and Chong, nice movie?
You know, I'd give it to you if that was the answer.
Yeah, that's tough.
Cheech and Chong in Nice Dreams, I think is what it's called. Yeah, but anyway. The two remaining credits for Paul Rubens were, you weren't far off with Big Top Pee-wee because Pee-wee's Playhouse, the TV show, is in his top four. And then, I love this movie, so I was happy to see it in there.
Is it Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No.
Mystery Men.
Why would I say that out loud about that the movie Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I don't know.
I mean, the TV series is great.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not have a fight about that movie. This is a movie we can all agree on, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Who doesn't love that?
Yeah, they were right to boo me, I guess.
Never.
You deserved it. But you and Aaron are now tied with 1 point apiece, and Jeff is bringing up the rear. And
where's that plug at?
I feel he's in comeback mode. Being real quiet down there.
He's a shark.
The first movie in this person's top four, Spaceballs.
I
All right, cautious players. Second in the top four. SCTV.
Aaron.
What is it?
Rick Moranis.
Incorrect, Aaron.
Dave.
Dave just buzzed in right on top of Aaron's sad moment. What do you got, Dave?
That's a cruel trick.
John Candy, but it's not right. I know it.
It's John Candy, yes.
Oh, it is. I thought there was somebody else from SCTV and that Andrea something, but I couldn't remember.
It's a good trick, Doug.
all right, so you get to name two more John Candy things in hopes of getting bonus points and really, really just running away with this.
The Great Outdoors.
One more.
Summer Rental.
They, in fact, are both John Candy movies, but I think there's a few that are held in a little higher esteem than those.
Oh, can I guess? Summer Rental.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah. But SCTV was Uncle high Buck. Up there.
And my favorite, John Candy, Uncle Buck. Yeah. He's a good one. Yeah. All right. So Dave's got 2 points, and Aaron's dropped back to zero. Let's not even talk about Jeff yet.
I know what I'm doing.
He's scrappy. He's coming in. He's going to come in for the kill. Who's top four starts with Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope?
Jeff.
Who is it, Jeff?
Carrie Fisher.
That is correct.
That was a hell of a gamble.
Yeah, it was a big gamble.
Woo. It's not that big a gamble.
He's a gambling
dude.
Man.
There's about, not that big a
there's
gamble.
There's about 10 people that could have been.
Maverick over here.
Yeah.
I told you I knew what I was doing.
All right.
So what else have you got for us? Name three more Carrie Fisher things for... You could get 4 points total here in this one play.
Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, and because I'm going to say the Blues Brothers.
You're correct on the first two, and all you had to do was just keep going.
Just keep going, yeah.
Down that road.
All right. Yeah,
Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Fair, that's fair.
Yeah, but Blues Brothers did not make the cut. But you just picked up two more points, so you're up to 3 points. You're in the lead.
Ooh.
Oh boy, that was quick.
That was a bold move.
I was never good at sports, but this is how I would have behaved if I were.
All right, here's the first film in the next top four. Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Resist it. Resist the force.
Doug is a son of a bitch.
Nobody?
Jeff.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
This is kind of a gamble. Frank Oz.
That is correct.
This is some DMC bullshit.
Yeah. I think I need to see that paper, man.
Correct, that is.
You guys know there's a pattern, right? And it's not that crazy that I just got that right.
All right, name two more. I mean, sorry, three more Frank Oz credits.
Star Wars Episode VI, The Return of the Jedi. fucking Labyrinth. And the Blues Brothers.
All right, well, you were right with the first one, with the Jedi, but then you just could have gone part three, Revenge of the Sith, and part two, Attack of the Clones.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought that the Yoda in those was all CGI. I didn't
know.
No,
he gets credit for it, so
all
yeah. Right. Yeah, just because he wasn't there with his hand up its ass. he did still some.
Oh, yeah,
supply,
I guess it was
the voice
too.
He did, yes.
Yeah, that's dumb. I'm dumb. But, I mean, when it all told, I ended up with 5 points, right?
All right, Jeff's up to 5 points, so there's a very little chance of you guys catching him, but let's see what happens.
Just gotta
be like Jeff.
I guess.
I mean, like, it's impossible for Aaron to catch up to Jeff.
WWGFB.
But Dave could tie him or beat him.
Yeah.
So do the right thing here, Aaron.
Beat it.
Don't ruin this, Aaron. The first movie.
You guys are all son of a bitches.
It's all good. The first to this person's top four is The Blues Brothers.
Dave?
Wow.
What do you got, Dave?
John Belushi?
That's correct!
Holy shit!
This is exciting. Because right now, Dave, if you get two out of three right in John Belushi's top four, if you get two out of three right, then you will tie Jeff. If you get three out of three, you will be our outright winner this evening. And since everyone's very excited about the potential outcome here, I'm going to give you 10 minutes to think it over.
Okay. Saturday Night Live. Animal House.
That came out of your mouth gun so fast.
National Lampoon's Animal House.
Okay, yeah.
Who said full title?
Okay.
I'm guessing his last name is Stickler. But, you know, that was on behalf of me because I like to call it National Lampoon's Animal House. But, okay, so you got Saturday Night Live, National Lampoon's Animal House, and we'll do one more.
Neighbors.
All right. Neighbors did not make the cut.
Shit.
1941 was number four. That's an interesting one, yeah. But SNL and National Lampoon's Animal House were two and three. Jeff and Dave are tied with 5 points apiece.
Oh, shit.
Wait and tape, man. Right. Shake and bake. It's going to be the end of our friendship. We're going to go through a weird period right now, man. Hot dog. Yeah.
It's tiebreaker time. I'm so excited about this. I guess whichever one rings in first with the right answer, it'll be just be the winner right there, because that'll be the 1 point to get you over into the winning territory. Aaron, just hang out. Even if you know it, man, don't jump in.
I'm fucking it all up.
All right, we got two people say go, Jeff. We got some Dave supporters.
Whoa. I feel like this is entirely unfair because the people saying go, Jeff did not know that was the thing that was happening at that moment. And then the people that said go, Dave got to know that that was the go, Dave part of the round. That's not what I'm...
I say go, Dave, because you're a loose cannon, Jeff. But
go, Aaron, yeah.
Yeah, pass me your name tag, Aaron, because you're out.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
It's all right. I got the play, guys. That's the way you got to look at it. That's the way you got to look at it. We got to be in the game, guys. All right? You keep your heads up.
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, I got to play the game. I made the bowl.
Jeff's got the eye of the tiger over there.
Well, you know. Just gotta appreciate the little things, guys.
What? there's some little tiny powder covered donuts right there, and I was just looking at those.
Wait, that's what those are?
They're the only donuts in here.
Yeah, I guess they have a no donut policy here or something.
But hot dogs? But hot dogs are
fully... Well, how are you gonna sell hot dogs if everyone's got donuts? Makes sense.
Doug's a businessman.
Yeah. But also, I gotta, like, you know, we gotta include it in the thing that we tell the venue that the people are gonna bring donuts and to let them in. Because basically, they're just holding your donuts till after, and you'll get them back again as you leave. Is that what happened? Sorry about that. Oh, these are white powdered. This is brutal.
They got a donut target. Look at his shirt. Boom.
That dude did it good.
Get that one, Doug Flutie. Look at the target way out there. There's a toilet bowl.
Oh, this one was broken.
Quit breaking them in your mouth. Apologies to the beautiful Talia Theater, and I hope I get to come back sometime.
They're just tiny donuts.
They're just donuts, that's all. They're not going to hurt anybody. Well, this is great. Yeah, if you just put them in your mouth, then I don't have to apologize.
You're a mess.
If you just eat them.
He's just having breakfast.
oh, shit.
That was
so close
there.
To that toilet hole. Oh!
Dugger?
Oh, no, I'm good. Thank you. Right. My doctor said I'm throwing too many donuts.
Well, you got to be careful, you know?
It's bad for my shoulder.
Yep.
we were throwing donuts. Yeah.
What? The doctor's like, what's wrong with your shoulder? And I'm like, I was throwing donuts angrily.
If I was, like, listening, like, I would be like, well, why was everybody cheering? I didn't realize, you know.
Hey, what do you think they're doing? What do you think they're doing right now if they're listening?
They're like, what are they going to do this tiebreaker?
Yeah, that's the fun of it, is that, like, if people care about how this contest ends, they have to sit through whatever that just was. You guys in your, like, weirdest donut eating contest ever. Let's just each have two minis. Call it a tie.
Donut crumbles.
I only had one, Doug, a moment on the lips. A lifetime on the hips. Everyone knows it.
Oh... Just two beards eating donut crumbles like some children.
Okay, stay out of this, Aaron.
We are more than just two beards, Aaron. We are human men with emotions and dignity.
got you.
I believe that,
Jeff. Let's get a good look at him here and see what he's going to say.
I don't know what Dave says either. I have no idea.
You do Dave, you do donuts.
All right. Jeff, you ready? Dave, you ready?
Yeah, man.
I'm glad to see you both have your rally caps on. Yeah, there you go. I thought they'd already done it, but I guess they still needed to. Whose top four starts with? Ghostbusters?
Jeff.
Who is it, Jeff?
It's Dan Aykroyd.
That's correct. And that's right, everybody. Tonight's game, all of the actors are in my favorite Chicago movie, The Blues Brothers.
Oh, man. That would have been helpful.
Yeah, now you see how I got...
Now you're like a wizard or some shit. I get it, Jeff.
Jeff is a goddamn wizard.
I was just shooting from the hip.
Sorry, Jeff. We haven't been on this show 84 times.
Hey, I don't have to apologize for that, Aaron.
Hey, Jeff, you're a loose cannon, and that's why I love you. Loose cannons, Gene Hackman. Boom.
And Dan Aykroyd, dummy. I haven't finished my three. Loose cannons, Dr. Detroit, and The Couch Trip. Are those the three Dan Aykroyds that round out his top four?
No, those are not the three, I'm afraid.
Oh, nuts. I only won by one.
They went with... They went with Blues Brothers, Ghostbusters 2, and Trading Places.
Ooh, Trading Places.
Oh, that's four.
So no Temple of Doom. Okay.
So we got a good hashtag for the show. Hashtag Jeff is a wizard. And go ahead and promote yourself there, Aaron. Give us some hard dates. When can people see you? Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, this weekend I'm at Arcade Comedy Theater all weekend doing a bunch of different shows. And then I think the 14th through the 18th, I'm at Hilarity's September in Cleveland. Yeah, it's about what's going on.
All right,
yeah.
Aaron Kleiber, everybody.
Yeah.
Dave, wait, such a great showing tonight. You almost did it. You almost beat this guy. Let me get that poster, see what kind of shithead stuff we got there on the back. And what do you got to plug? When can people come see you, Dave?
They can come see me this Sunday at North Bar with this other fella over here, Jeff Tate. Me and Jeff used to do shows all the time together, and this is like a kind of a reunion and shit, so it'll be...
Yeah. Aww,
Finding
dying.
Nemo crowd found something else to empathize with.
And also, I have a website called 1 Year Dave. I'm Dave, and
Dave, wait, everybody, he's here. He's Dave. What's the thing?
It's a 1 year Dave. Every Tuesday, I let the internet vote on a thing for me to do for the week. I give them choices. You can't let the internet run wild, you know. They'll be like, take a shit on your neighbor's house or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
It'll be all sex and violence.
So
what do you have to do this week?
This week, I got to listen to all the Pearl Jam studio albums because...
Is that supposed to be and you're looking, you want to listen to them all?
Yeah, because me and Jeff are going, we're going on Monday. If anybody's got any extra tickets, we'd love to get some tickets.
Wait, you're going on Monday, but you need tickets?
Yeah, I always just scalp tickets. I always find it's easier to sneak in that way. You get a better deal.
All right.
So, yeah.
I'm going to parachute in because it's at Wrigley. I'm just going to parachute in. No one will know.
Last week, I couldn't look at my phone while I talked to people, and that really sucked, because people are boring as shit. Like the way Doug's doing right now. I couldn't do that at all.
Oh, man, Dave, so that means every time I talked to you last week, when I thought I was killing it, you just couldn't look at your phone?
Yeah. I was like, man, I wonder what's going on my phone right now.
I thought I stepped up my anecdote game.
Jeff, who are you playing for again?
Alex, right there, the donut shirt
guy.
There
you go, Alex. Here's your prizes, a box and a bag. Congratulations.
He got a lot of stuff.
Oh, and here's that. What size was that shirt?
It's a triple extra large.
Where's that person?
He's back there.
All right, come grab that off of there. I put the name tags here for after the show if these,
you
want these
time,
name
dude.
Tags back. And Jeff, what do you got to plug? Promote yourself.
This Sunday, August 21st, I'm at North Bar in Chicago. I'm not sure who I'm performing with. It's me and Dave. Me and Dave are doing that. It's going to be fun as shit. Please come and bring us Pearl Jam tickets. September 2nd, I'm in Denver at the Syntax Physic Theater or Psychic.
It's written there right in front of you?
No, because it's written down both ways. Like, I've been sent information that have it spelled both ways. So whoever booked it doesn't know what the name of the theater is. So I just want to make sure. It's Syntax, Psychic, something, something. Like, if you live in Denver, you'll figure it out.
Syntax Rex Singer.
Doc's Lab, San Francisco, October 3rd. I'm done.
Book your plane ticket now. Or come see us Sunday. You know, that makes more sense.
Doug Loves Movies is back at the Wilbur Theater in Boston on October 8th at 4:20. And one more time for all of my guests, Jeff Tate, Dave Waite, and Aaron Kleiber. And as always, thank you, you guys, for being here. Thank you, Talia Hall. Is this a good venue to do this in? I thought so. I think it is. I keep getting closer and closer to Chicago. As always, the 30-second YouTube ads that you can't skip are a shithead. And this one is super existential. Everyone is a shithead. Thanks again to our pals at Loot Crate, the monthly subscription box for geeks, gamers, and pop culture nerds. From bad guys doing good things for the wrong reason to good guys with questionable tactics, August is the perfect time to explore the anti-hero. Walk the hero-villain line with this 100% exclusive collection of items from DC Comics, Archer, Dark Horse, and Kill Bill that includes two great collectibles, a wearable, and of course, our monthly tee. Don't forget, please, don't ever forget the pin. You only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug, D-O-U-G, to save $3 on your new subscription today. And don't forget, today's episode is also brought to you in part by Spotify's Discover Weekly. Discover Weekly allows you to lose yourself every week in the thrill of new music discovery. Your Discover Weekly playlist is 30 songs you didn't know you loved yet. You get a brand new, unique playlist every Monday, personalized to your taste. Go to Spotify.com, Discover Weekly now, to get your playlist.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.